The National Front, the French far-right movement led by the 73-year-old Jean-Marie Le Pen, has been polling about 15% of the vote in various national elections there for years. But the fact that Monsieur Le Pen will even be in the second round of a presidential election is the high-water mark of a persistent career on the French far-right. Tony Judt is a professor of European history at New York University. Professor Judt, first, Jean-Marie Le Pen has been running for so long, it's hard to recall what he was or what he did before he was a candidate for office. Who was he?
Well, he was a paratrooper in Algeria doing things that you're not allowed to say on French radio or television or in the newspapers because of the libel laws, but doing them to captured Algerian prisoners. It's quite well known. He, in fact, entered French politics very young. He first appeared as a candidate when he was 27, 26, and he has been on the fringe of French politics ever since.
Pictures of Jean-Marie Le Pen almost always seem to capture him in mid-rant. Is he a firebrand? When he speaks, does he excite a crowd the way some other French politicians may not?
Oh, you bet. He is a better speaker. He's a better television performer. He's funnier. He's wittier. He's quicker. The guy is a wonderful politician. He just happens to be spouting obscenities.
I wonder, when you look back on, say, the past 10 years or speculate ahead to the next 10, is Le Pen one of those third-party candidates, at this moment second-party candidate, who don't get elected but do influence things and do make larger movements change their politics and adapt to his message?
Oh, he's done that already. His chief achievement, I would say, has been to, forgive me the word, mainstream or legitimize anti-immigrant rhetoric, to make it appropriate, indeed even required of politicians in France, that they talk about the problem of immigrants, as he puts it, the problem of crime and violence and minorities and unemployment being tied to the problem of immigrants. And his achievement has been that even when he retires from politics, his achievement will have been to have polluted, from one point of view, or to have opened up to the realities of French society, from another point of view, French political rhetoric. He won't, I think, have made much dent on the French political space beyond that, because he is a one-man performance. He doesn't have a body of lieutenants and so on who will be able to succeed him. He's a one-man party.
You know, there was a time when it seemed that every time a half-dozen German skinheads beat one person up in Germany, it was front-page news all over the world. Meanwhile, the French far-right is pulling in double digits in national elections. Is he different from, say, neo-fascist movements? Is he different from Haider in Austria? Is there anything different about Jean-Marie Le Pen?
Yes. He's older, and that's crucial. Haider in Austria, like Gianfranco Fini in Italy and their equivalents in the Low Countries and Denmark, all make a point when the issue is raised of reminding questioners that they were born after World War II. And therefore, they don't have to feel guilty, they're not responsible, they didn't do it, they weren't around when it happened. Le Pen not only doesn't have that excuse, he doesn't want that excuse. He's not embarrassed by Vichy, he's not embarrassed by a fascist past, he's not even or didn't used to be embarrassed by anti-Semitism. That makes him very different. He is an out-and-out, old-fashioned, rabble-rousing fascist demagogue.
Professor Judt, thank you very much for talking with us today.
You're welcome.
Tony Judt, Professor of European History at New York University.